The federal government is looking for input on nanoscale materials, and new rules on lead hope to keep the dangerous metal away from children. Today is February 4th, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
A new EPA guidebook could help water utilities manage their energy. The guidance is entitled Ensuring a Sustainable Future, an Energy Management Guidebook for Wastewater and Water Utilities. With the new guidance, EPA says it hopes to help utilities systematically assess their current energy costs and practices, set measurable performance improvement goals, and monitor and measure their progress over time. The guidance follows the Plan, Do, Check, Act methodology embodied in environmental management systems and other utility management tools. It was developed with the help of utilities that the agency identified as successfully confronting their own energy challenges using this approach. It will serve as a step-by-step guide to help utilities systematically manage their energy problems over time. Coming up, EPA seeks data about nanoscale materials, and as changes recommended in the ITC report are implemented, another set are released, after a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
What are the human health and environmental risks and benefits of nanoscale chemical products? That's what EPA hopes to discover with its recently announced Nanoscale Materials Stewardship Program. Engineered nanoscale materials range in size from 1 to 100 nanometers and may have very different properties than the same materials at a larger scale. The proposed program calls on manufacturers, importers, processors, and users of engineered nanoscale materials to report key information about these materials within 6 months. 29th, EPA issued a final rule adding the category of lead and lead compounds to TSCA Section 8. The changes, which modify the HASDR rule, were requested by the ITC in its 60th report. The final rule requires manufacturers, including importers, of consumer products intended for use by children, who also manufacture, including import, lead or lead compounds, to report certain unpublished health and safety data to EPA. The rule specifies the types of environmental fate, health, and/or environmental effects studies that must be reported and the chemical grade/purity requirements that must be met or exceeded in individual studies for lead and lead compounds. The rule change came just a day after an intra-agency report requested another change in TSCA coverage. In that report, the 61st by ITC, ITC revised TSCA Section 4E. That section refers to a priority testing list. The changes removed 35 High Production Volume Challenge Program orphan chemicals and added several other chemicals for dermal sensitization data. Comments on this must be received on or before February 27th. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.